Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We are your professional organizers in your ears every Monday. I'm Amy Ravel.
And I'm Kirsty Farija. And you might listen to this on a Sunday night if you're in the Northern Hemisphere.
That is true. We can be in your ears every day of the week if you want.
Exactly.
In fact,
any time of the day.
Usually we do reviews at the end of the show, but talking about our voices, there's a review that was left by AK Reviews on Apple Podcasts, and they're from the US. And the title of the review is "This is exactly what I needed," and it's a 5-star review. They write, "In the beginning of lockdown, I purged my closets, and somehow, after 16 plus months of being home with nowhere to go, the whole house just seems to have doubled with clutter. I searched for a pod to motivate me and found Kirsty and Amy. Firstly, I love their accents, I find Kirsty's voice in particular to be very soothing. Further to that, they're very good at staying on topic and not filling the beginning of the show with random, unrelated banter. We're filling the beginning of the show today, aka with your non-unrelated, not banter, encouragement. Tonight, I took one small step towards removing the chaos from my life, and in 30 minutes, I had 2 trash bags of clothes ready for donation, and that's only the beginning. Thank you for being friendly, judgment-free, and motivating. I especially love the just one more mindset, and I apply it daily."
Thank you, AK Reviews.
Yeah, that's... so they can have your dulcet tones in their ears. They just probably, maybe we need to just have like Kirsty reading something for an episode. So for those of you that just need the Kirsty tone.
I can do meditation podcasts for you all if that's what you request. Just hit me up and I will speak my lovely tones over you all.
Your lovely tones today are going to be combined with my lovely tones as we talk about reusable shopping bags. This was an episode that was triggered from an Instagram story that we put on last week. And Instagram just kind of blew up for us because everybody was like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know you could fold your plastic bags so beautifully from the supermarket, and then they don't have to be shoved in the car, in your handbag, in the nappy bag, in the corner of wherever. That actually can be nicely organized and be easy to get, and they're not taking over your house." So we thought we would talk about that.
Because we had one of our really good friends, Mandy Hose from Two Peas in a Podcast. She DM'd us. Is that the right word on Insta?
Yeah. You're so cool.
I'm so 2021. she messaged us, DM'd us, and had a chat with Amy about her boot of her car her trunk of her car, for your Americans listening, and how it was filled. She sent us photos and she's given us permission to name and not shame her, because there's no shame in it, but she has given us her permission to have a chat about her experience with her bags and what advice we gave her. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to give Mandy advice, and we're also going to give all of you some tips and tricks on how to retain your shopping bags and what to do with plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
So to make your life easier.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago in Australia, we had law passed that would eradicate single-use plastic bags. And so what that meant is the plastic bags that you can now purchase at the supermarkets are thicker and you can take them back to the shops and reuse them again and again. The problem is that so many people forget their bags and so you tend to buy them again and again. But because we feel bad throwing them out because they're not meant to be single use, homes have them everywhere. Like I've been to homes where there's 50 of the little guys scrunched in corners underneath the sink, in the boot of the car. And so there's a few things that we need to talk about, people. First is, how do you stop acquiring them when you don't need them? How do you fold them and keep them organized? Say, what's the organizing solution? And also, what do you do with the ones that you don't need anymore? Do you just throw them in the bin? What's the option? Because there are options. So make sure you hang around for that. Kirst, what are the types of bags that your family use when it comes to your groceries?
We use the green bags and the blue bags. So for those who are not familiar with Australian shopping, we have green bags for your groceries and then these blue insulated, thinly insulated ones for your freezer section and cold section produce and groceries. So we use in both of our boots or trunks in our cars, we have a blue bag for the freezer stuff and then all the green bags stuffed inside the blue bag. So that whenever we need to go shopping, we try to remember to take them into the shops with us.
Sometimes I'm the stubborn person that's like, no, Amy, you forgot to bring the bags. You don't get a bag. No bag for you. And so I'm the person that is holding 60 things in my arms. I've stuffed my pockets and I'm like balancing my way because I'm like, I'm not going to spend 15 cents on a bag when I don't need that bag. And I've done it that many times where I'm like, I'm glad I'm wearing a hoodie and I just feel and I carry every, I feel, look ridiculous. And I feel like saying, Amy, 15 cents, one bag, just do it. But there's something in me that you, Australians all around the world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I am surely not the only one that thinks
now,
you forgot your bag
from,
too bad.
Is that coming from tightness perspective, or is that coming from decluttering? You know, I don't want clutter in my house. Or
it's more the fact
that
I don't
want
to. Yeah, no, it's. I don't think it's primarily either. Although definitely both come into play. It's more about the fact that I don't want to bring another bag into circulation because I have probably 30 of them that we use regularly, and I don't need any more. And I feel like if I reward myself by making life easy when I forget something, I'm going to just forget it because it's like, oh, whatever. Like it's only one
it's
bag
only 15
that I have
cents.
To buy.
It's only one bag.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a lot of plastic. It's certainly not a lot of money. But I don't want to do that. So I'm like full sledging myself over the back. Like your punishment is that you have to carry this and do not, you know, squash the bread, woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can, that's why I'm giggling. I can actually picture you at Eltham Coles doing exactly that.
So I now keep one boomerang bag in the door of my car. And so it's actually really hard now for me to forget my bags.
What's a boomerang bag?
Oh, boomerang bags are awesome. I don't know where the idea came from, though. I'm going to guess Australia, given that it's about boomerangs. But they're bags that people in the community make out of fabric, and they're reusable, obviously, because they're fabric. And they're, generally speaking, available in shops for free. So how it works in my community is that quite a few shops in our area have a little basket that says boomerang bags on them. And if you forgot your bag that day, you go to the boomerang box and you take a bag and you can use that for free. And the concept is when you have the bag that you don't need anymore, you go put it in the boomerang bag box. The boomerang being that it goes and comes back. So that's what boomerang bags are. And I'm sure it's not just in my area. I'm sure it's a national thing.
Yeah, I see them all the time when once upon a time when I was allowed down near you. I see them all the time in your community, but I have not seen any boomerang bags here. So I think it is a Eltham pride thing.
Awesome. Go us.
I know that other people, other communities do it, but it's certainly not prevalent all everywhere.
There you go. Well, we are pretty special.
Yep. Yep, you are.
I'm just having a look. It looks like it's everywhere, and they may even originate in Burleigh Heads in Queensland.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm sure it is widespread throughout Australia. It's just my community love plastic bags, and so it clearly hasn't taken off here.
I love it. We don't tend to use any of the fabric ones, so you're using primarily fabric. We primarily use the plastic ones, mostly from a storage perspective. The green ones definitely hold more, and they're definitely stronger in terms of you can hold the handles and think you can put as much in it as you like. But I just find storing them is a real pain in the neck. And I see in clients' homes all the time that they're really hard to store. And so I've just gone straight to the single-use plastic, and we just use those over and over and over and over again.
See, we don't store them anywhere but the car and the back of the door into the garage. Yeah. So when we come in, we unpack the groceries, and then we hang them on the back of the garage door, on the back of the door.
Yep.
Inside the house. And then the theory is that when you next walk into the garage and into the car, because those cars are getting used so many times in COVID, you put it back in your car. And so they don't actually, for us in our home, that has been the habit that we've got into. We don't store any green bags in the house. We don't store, the only bags that we store in the home are plastic bags that you can use to grab your vegetables and fruit, or the plastic bags from Woolies, because we use those plastic bags, like the non-single use plastic bags from Woolies and Coles. We use them to do our soft plastic returns.
Awesome. Yep. That's great. And what's really good to know is even the fabric bags that you can buy from Coles and Woolies are recyclable with your plastic, soft plastics recycling. So don't think that they need to have any special go-to fabric recycling. They can just be putting your soft plastics recyclables at the actual supermarket, which is cool. Kest, this is a very, very important question. You know that bit of black plastic at the bottom of the green bags that are meant to give it that bit of base stability? Okay, that's what I want to know.
They get chucked as soon as they come in the house.
Maybe we need to talk to Woolies and Coles and let them know that, like, nobody's actually keeping that little bit of black, and that's a really big waste of plastic. Maybe we should just say to them, guys, reduce your manufacturing costs, reduce your waste, and just let it go.
Maybe some people really like them, and maybe some people have discovered a way of not making, bending them when they shove them in. Yeah, because because we just grab the green bag and shove them all into one bag, like, so they all just fit in that one size blue bag or green bag, whatever that it happens to be. Those black plastic pieces do get crumbled and snapped or bent.
Yeah.
And
they're useless. It's so annoying.
Yeah, they are. 100%.
In fact, Trudy, who works for us, lent me a puzzle the other day, and she lent it to me in one of the green bags, and the black thing was at the bottom. So she's obviously a superhuman because she hadn't broken it. But in the puzzle, you can look after it. Yeah, there's ways. You can fold it in different ways.
You can fold it,
But there were three pieces missing in the puzzle, and I thought, this is not like Trudy. She really looks after her puzzles, and I really pride myself on never losing someone's piece of a puzzle. And so I was really stressed, and then I thought, what if it's hiding under that black thing? And plastic. They all were there.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
See, if the black plastic wasn't there, you would have known that when you pulled out the puzzle.
Exactly, stupid black plastic thing.
If you use your green bags with the black plastic and have managed to fold it back up, you know when you get them from the supermarket, they're folded like that.
Yeah.
They lie flat. If you are a superhuman and are able to maintain that, please let us know on our Facebook page. Come in.
We need photo evidence. Community.
Yeah. Because there's so many different ways of storing green bags, blue bags, plastic bags. Amy's way of doing it is only one way.
But it's the great, best way.
It's a way.
The best way.
But yes, come into our Facebook community group and share. Hit us up. Share the love with everybody, because maybe somebody in the group hasn't thought of that way of storing it.
Yeah, I find that with the green fabric bags, lying them flat as a whole unit is the best way to store them if you're putting them in your boot, because you can kind of file them in one bag. But with the plastic reusable shopping bags, let me give you the walkthrough of the video, and you can jump into our Facebook community and see the video, and we'll tag it up the top for this week. But basically, you just want to lie the bag really flat on a flat surface, and then you've just got to think of thirds. So you fold a third from the right into the middle and a third from the left into the middle. So you've just got like one long strip. And then from the bottom, you fold a third up and then another third up. So you end up with a square with the handle up the top. And then from the bottom corner, you want to fold two triangles. So one triangle over to the left and then half that triangle over to the right. And you end up with this beautiful triangle with the handles up the top. Then you grab those handles and you tuck them over the point that's furthest away from where the handles come from. And you have this awesome little triangle that is wrapped in itself. It's really compact. It doesn't unfold when you throw it in the boot or in your handbag or in the shopping trolley. And it's really, really helpful. And that's how we do our bags. And then the way that we do it is we have a little box near the front of the door that has those in it. And you can fit like 20 or 30 in our box. And then when we go shopping, we just grab a handful of them. So that's what we find to be really helpful. And that's what then prompted Mandy to send this message.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My mind is blown. This is via DMs. Tell me how to store the blue bags and I'll be thrilled. And I said, what, the freezer ones? Wait till you see me fold an IKEA bag. I have special skills. So then she says, yes, the freezer ones are all over the boot of my car. And this is where we want to challenge you, listeners. I then said to Mandy, let me play devil's advocate. Why do you use the blue insulated bags? My theory is that unless you're leaving the groceries in the car for over an hour, on a hot day, the cold bags aren't really doing anything unless you also use ice packs to pre-cool the insulated bags, which, to be honest, sounds like a lot of work. I got rid of all ours and now we just use the plastic ones which fold. I said, if you really do need the blue ones, I will commit to finding a solution for you. And she said, oh, they're stressing me out. Maybe I'll just move to plastic bags. I said, this is a great, thrilling podcast, me reading you out DMs, but stick with us. I said, I'm all about making life simple, and if those big bulky bags aren't actually stopping my ice cream from melting, then I don't have space for them in my life. To which Mandy replied, I hate you, blue bags. So Mandy then sent us a picture of her boot of the car. So we will also put that in socials this week so you can see what her boot of the car looks like. And more likely than not, don't you agree, Kirst, that is what most people's boots look like.
Oh, 100%.
In the boot of Mandy's car, what we can see is maybe 5, 6 or maybe more of insulated shopping bags. And if Mandy's like most of us, you go to the shops, you buy your groceries, you usually get your frozens last. That's how the supermarkets are always set out. So you get your frozens last. You put them in your car, you drive home, you unpack them. They're not having that much time to melt. The freezer levels at the supermarket is colder than your freezer at home so that things don't melt on the way home, because nobody needs their ice cream melted everywhere. And so my recommendation is that you just don't use those blue bulky bags for your groceries, because as you'll see from Mandy's photo, they don't stack nicely and they're just doing their own thing in the boot. They're like ragamuffins here, there and everywhere.
Or do what the Frugia family do and just have one blue bag and put the most important cold stuff to you, i.e. Ben and Jerry's Tonight Dough ice cream, in the blue bag, and then zip the lid up so it does contain the condensed air. So it does stay cooler than if it was in a green bag or a plastic bag. So I think that there are ways of making the ice cream lovers listeners, which you are not an ice cream lover, Amy.
No.
So you have little appreciation for how important it is that Ben and Jerry's does not get liquid.
I said to Mandy that if you've got blue bags and you are deciding after listening to this episode, I'm going to go down the Kirsty or the Amy route and I'm going to have either one or no of the blue insulated bags, here's what I recommend you do with them. I recommend that you hide stuff that you're donating from the kids. They have a zip on it and use it to your advantage. If your kids are really little and you're donating things and going through things, or they've made decisions and they've agreed, yep, I want to get rid of these things, put them in the blue bag, zip it up, put it in the boot of the car. Because if your kids can see the things that you've donated, if they're in an open box, I would almost guarantee they're going to go back through it and say, oh, actually, I've changed my mind. I really do want to read that book, play that game, play with that toy.
Awesome. So we have moved on and let's continue talking about what to do with bags that you have decided no longer need to live in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you've given us a great idea, donation bags.
What else would you use the blue ones for, Kirst? So the insulated ones.
Yep. The insulated ones you could use for, we have one that lives in our esky, so that we, you know, we're taking, if we're taking the esky out with cold stuff, like ice in it, then we've still got our cooler bag to use. So you could use it as a cooler bag, but it lives in the esky, so it's not taking up any more space than the esky's already taking up.
And that's what my recommendation was going to be too. I often say to clients, why don't you put one in your esky and let's get rid of the rest. Let's put the donations in the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, donations is great. What about with plastic bags that, so, okay, you've gone, all right, I'm going to do the folding method, but really I have got 150 here and I probably even 30 may be too much for some families.
Yeah.
So what do we do with the other 120?
Great question. So you can recycle them with your soft plastics like we mentioned before. So that's fine. Just put them in, recycle them. You could put them on a Buy Nothing website, on a Good Karma Facebook page or something like that.
Rosella Street
you could put them on. Or the other option is you can, again, use them for donations that are heavy. So we find that when we're donating items from kitchens or books, cookbooks, things with sharp edges like board games, I will often take any excess Coles bags to a client to use for that purpose. But also we say to our staff, you don't have to take your own, because every client that we've ever been to has more reusable shopping bags than they know what to do with. And so we often will say to them, okay, we're up to the bookshelf. Where would we find your excess collection of shopping bags? And they laugh, point us in the direction, and we use those for donating sharp and heavy things.
Mm,
what awesome. About you?
Yeah, no, I really love the soft plastic recycling. And then that, like, that's how I get around my issue of wanting to be a camel and taking everything out of the shops in my own arms. I give in to that temptation and buy a soft plastic bag. Sometimes, most of the time I'm buying if I choose to buy an extra bag, it will be a brown paper bag because I shop at Willys. But if it was a plastic one, then I also know that we're going to use that for the soft plastic recycling because there isn't enough No, there's more than enough. So please don't mishear me. There's more than enough plastic in this world. But we have drastically reduced our soft plastic bags. So, right. And they are fantastic, especially the Coles and Woolies ones, because you can tie them up at the top when they're full and they can keep getting stuck. You can still stuff. They're huge bags.
They're really big.
Contain a huge amount of soft plastics in them. Like we try to reduce anything coming into the home that has plastic, but you can't eliminate. We haven't been able to eliminate it completely yet. So, but it takes us a couple of weeks to fill up a Woolies or Coles bag. So they are huge. So that's I love using them for that purpose.
So good. I really, really, really like that we've moved away from single use. Really, really like it. And I think the next step for us as responsible consumers and people who are intentional about our consumption is to commit habits that help us to reduce the not single use items. As professional organisers, like we are big consumers of single-use rubbish bags, and it's a real challenge for us in our industry because some of our priorities are speed and ease of donation, and so any way that we can reduce that, we want to look at in our own personal lives. So, yeah, if you're working with us and you've got lots and lots of these reusable bags that you don't know what to do with, mention it to us at the start of the session. Say, don't get out your donation bags. Let's use these first, because that always puts a smile on our face.
And I think you hit on something that I wanted to come back around to is it's habit building. So, you know, when you forget to take your green bags and your blue bags and your soft plastic bags to your grocery shopping, like what can you do that will actually help to facilitate them actually being at the shops with you? So could you leave them in the car? Could you put them in the side pocket so that it's really easy, you're visually reminded to do it? Could you leave your full shopping trolley and go back down to the car park to get new bags, to get the old bag, so that you're not buying new bags? And what habits can you get into that will do exactly what you were just saying, Amy, and be really intentional about bringing new things into our home and reducing that temptation to bring new things into our home?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, Kirst, and this is right across the board, is that if you're going to have these items, you need a home for them. So in your family, the home is the boot of the car. And I apologise, everyone. My neighbour has just started mowing her lawn about 3 metres from the microphone. So I might just pause for a second.
No, keep talking. Okay. We can live with a lawnmower. We've all heard them before. It's nothing
new. Yeah, but I have all the windows open today because it's a nice fresh air. So you guys can deal with it. I'm just going to angle the mic a little bit differently and see if that helps. Having a home for those bags that you're using for shopping is important. So, Kirst, you have them in the boot. For me, we have them near the front door. If you've got a home for them, the biggest way that you can remember them is once you're finished unpacking your groceries, put them back in their home. Walk them to the front door. Put them in the boot of the car. Like, actually return them. I know you're tired. I know you've just been to the shops and you've just unpacked the groceries and you probably have to cook dinner. Take the 15 seconds it takes to return them, because that is what will help, because you'll get into the habit of it.
And as with everything we do, we really want to be practical here at the Art of Decluttering. Like, we know we both have a real heart for the environment and we do want to be good citizens of this world. And we are also looking at ways that we can improve our environmental practices. And we want to be practical as well. Like, We want to give everybody permission, and you don't need our permission, to not feel guilty every time you do something, or feel guilty every time you do. Like, you've got total freedom here. So please hear our hearts. We really do want to encourage you to be good environmental citizens of the world. And we also know that sometimes is not always practical or possible in the moment.
Mm. Kes, I just wanted to remind our listeners as well that we are ready and willing and waiting to come and help you in your homes. If you are in, this is an exciting list now, Melbourne, Greater Melbourne, Sydney, Greater Sydney. If you're in the Central Highlands in Queensland, that's right, we have expanded. Or if you're in Perth in WA. So if you are in any of those areas and you are keen to have a bit of the Art of Decluttering magic to help you declutter and organise, just drop us an email at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au or visit our website, fill in the contact form. Our beautiful team is ready and waiting and we can help you with your, what are they called, reusable plastic bags or the boot of your car or near your front door or under your kitchen sink or any area in your home.
We certainly can. Well, this has been a plastic conversation.
It has. A fantastic plastic conversation.
And thank you again, Mandy Hose from Two Peas in a Podcast, for giving us permission to share part of your story. And I want people to have a look at that picture that we posted and name the pink thing in the boot.
Oh, yes. Name the boot in the boot.
You're so funny.
All right, guys, we will see you next week. Go and declutter your reusable shopping bags and enjoy your week. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.